Hey, what's up, folks? John here. I want to tell you guys about how yesterday went for me. So we had a couple teams that were falling behind schedule because here in the Midwest, northern Midwest area in Michigan, we're having ridiculous winter weather, just massive cold, massive snow, and it's putting us well behind schedule for some of our installs. Well, the weather's better this week, and we had some situations go on where we were down some crew members, and so I decided I was going to go out and help our install teams so that we can maintain our schedule and stay ahead rather than continuing to fall behind schedule. I wanted to take advantage of how good the weather was getting. So I go out and I'm working with the teams, and what helped me, so my point of this whole recording here for you guys is that going out in the field and actually working with my teams, it taught me so much about what they're going through right now, right? It's easy to sit here in the office and say, man, what's taking so long on this project? Or, you know, man, why didn't you guys get this much production rather than only getting this much production, right? It's easy to say that from the office. But going out in the field with my guys really helped me understand the conditions that they're working in. And so, you know, it helped me understand things where, you know, just pushing a wheelbarrow across the yard in a foot of snow, it requires two people. So now you're taking someone off of their assigned task to help assist someone push a wheelbarrow across the yard. Something that simple reduces the productivity and takes longer. And the ground's frozen, right? Which is normal, that's expected, but digging in it myself really helped me. It was a great reminder for me to understand the conditions that these guys are working in. And that's going to help me with my scheduling. It's going to help me with understanding what they're going through. And it's going to help me be able to help us perform better in this time of season, right? Maybe combining crews and having more people on a job site will be more productive than having less people because of how the tasks are needing multiple people to accomplish that would normally just take one person. So I wanted to share that with you guys. As the owner of a company, you can never get in a position. Well, I don't want to say never. There's going to be a time where you're big enough. But as the owner of a company, you can't be, especially a small business, small construction. I'm talking to service contractors right now, service businesses. As the owner of your company, you cannot be in a position where you're thinking, well, I'm the boss. I'm not going to go out in the field and work with those guys because I'm the boss. I pay them to do that, so they should do it. Right? Because you may not be understanding what your people are going through. You may not be understanding the conditions that they're working in. So you got to be willing to go out there, work side by side with these guys, sweat with these guys. Right? One, you're going to earn a lot more respect from your employees because they're going to see you out there in the trenches with them. Right? Two, you're going to understand the big picture better, not just from an office perspective. It's going to help you with all aspects of scheduling and going through the business and all that. So I just wanted to point that out there, guys. It was a great learning experience for me. It's actually my smile production for today. If you're not familiar with my smile production, what that is, look up Giselle Chapman. Look up Giselle Chapman's My Smile production. That's basically each day you start the day off, or you start a meeting off, or you start anything off with showing gratitude, something that you're thankful for, right? And so my smile production for today, and I didn't start this recording off with it, but that's all right. My smile production for today is that I got to work with my guys yesterday and learn all of this that I just explained to you. It was a great learning experience for me, and it's going to help us perform better. So I want to encourage you guys, go out, work with your team, understand their situation better, talk to them, get to know them better, right? It's going to benefit you, and never get in a position where you think, I'm the boss, I'm the leader, so I shouldn't have to go out there with them and help them out or anything like that. Because I promise you, your company will run better and you will have more respect and things will go better if you do it. Thanks for listening, guys. I'll catch you on the next one.